production.
From The Monthly and Listener, it's The Politics. I'm Rachel Withers, and today, the loosest unit. How much thought did the Coalition put into its 11th hour super home buyer scheme? The idea of raiding superannuation to buy a house has long been opposed by high-profile Liberals, from John Howard to Peter Dutton, based on the obvious fact that it will drive up prices. As the Prime Minister insisted today, they have clearly now changed their minds. It's an oddly major policy to have brought in so late into the election campaign, with 2.5 million votes already cast and housing affordability having been a key issue for weeks now, though no doubt Scott Morrison wanted to keep something up his sleeve for yesterday's launch. The policy seems designed to mirror Labor's Help to Buy scheme, setting up a five-day housing showdown in which the Coalition can repeatedly declare that Labor wants to own part of your home. But the Coalition scheme doesn't even seem popular with its target demographic, with young people responding disdainfully to the idea today. In fact, the entire policy comes across as a headline-grabbing stunt from Morrison, a last-ditch attempt to save his government with a long-rejected, ill-thought-out proposal. Talk about a loose unit. It's ironic that Morrison last week made such a fuss of Anthony Albanese being a loose unit on the economy, criticising the Labor leader as someone who made reckless announcements without considering the flow-on effects. It's ironic because it has become increasingly obvious that Morrison has no modelling for his new proposal and no idea what it would do to house prices. Not to mention the fact that a recent parliamentary committee chaired by one of his own MPs did not recommend it. Pushed several times today on what such a policy would do to the market and what modelling has been done, a question he repeatedly ignored, Morrison argued that price impacts would be, quote, mitigated by the Coalition's downsizer policy. This makes little sense, considering downsizers would be competing for similar housing stock to first home buyers. It is also something that was contradicted by Superannuation Minister Jane Hume, who conceded on RN Breakfast this morning that the policy would likely cause a temporary bump in prices, with many people bringing forward their decision to buy. She didn't have any modelling on prices either, incidentally. When Hume's concession was later raised by a reporter, Morrison insisted that, quote, Jane, was talking about the policy in isolation, not in combination with other policies. But it's clear the Coalition hadn't even lined up its talking points. As Morrison fumbled today, when asked how carefully the Coalition had considered the idea, we have thought very carefully about this policy. But that fumble paled in comparison to his opening slip, in which he declared this last-ditch idea to be a well-calibrated scream. Indeed, this does feel like something of a desperate howl from an increasingly desperate government, throwing populist policies at the wall to see what will stick. But it's young people and others priced out of the market who should really be screaming here. Once again, a house-buying policy is being proffered with little attention paid to addressing the root of the problem, which is that prices are out of control. Both major party schemes would likely push up prices, experts have noted. But the coalitions could seriously hurt young people's retirement prospects as well. There's no doubt that the Coalition was eager to announce a scheme that might neutralise Labor's equally unambitious housing policy, even if it meant rifling through the pile of rejected policies. But did they even think to test this one with their intended audience? Little thought has gone into how this might impact the housing market, but even less into what young people might think of being told to, as one commenter put it, fuck up your retirement to prop up the housing market. The absence of modelling is a strong indication that the government doesn't really care about spiralling house prices, and it's one of the strongest indications yet that it doesn't really care about young people either. Elsewhere in politics, we're starting with our good opinion of the day. Anthony Albanese had a cutting response after the Prime Minister claimed he could not have risked the AUKUS negotiations by briefing Labor. As Albanese told reporters, I have never released private text messages between people, let alone between leaders of other countries. Morrison today denied reports that the Biden administration had demanded the Coalition secure bipartisan support before signing the agreement. And in today's bad opinion, Melbourne City Councillor and Liberal Party member Rashina Campbell has managed to ignore the bleedingly obvious reasons why the Coalition's female vote has been dropping since February 2021. As she wrote in an op-ed for the Nine Papers, why hasn't the Coalition been able to capture more of the female vote? The reasons are complex. Talking numbers, and 40% of appointees to the Administrative Appeals Tribunal over the past 3 years came from political backgrounds, 8 times what it was under the Howard, Rudd and Gillard governments. And in today's policy, the Greens have put forward their 7 key demands for Labor in the event of a minority government, including no new coal and gas, dental and mental health into Medicare, free childcare and lifting welfare. In today's episode of 7am, on election night, the Melbourne seat of Kooyong could be one of the most fiercely contested in the country. The Treasurer of Australia, Josh Frydenberg, is facing what he's described as the fight of his political life. His opponent was virtually unknown to most Australians a few months ago, but now polls show she has a chance at victory. So who is the woman taking on the Treasurer? Today, 7am producer Elle Marsh takes us inside the campaign of Dr. Monique Ryan. Listen to 7am now on the Listener app. And that is The Politics for Monday, May 16. Subscribe to The Politics on the Listener app to hear new episodes as soon as they drop, and head to themonthly.com.au to subscribe to The Politics newsletter, delivered straight to your inbox every weekday afternoon. I'm Rachel Withers, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.